Hello, this is Anshu Gupta, founder director Goonch.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari. You're catching a special one-on-one conversation series where I talk to newsmakers about business and life in the times of a global pandemic. Anshu, thanks so much for joining us here today. Goonch, of course, has been doing phenomenal work at the grassroots level, mobilizing resources of all kinds for many deep rural pockets in India. But I want to begin this conversation by asking you that, have we somewhere in the whole planning of this lockdown failed these most vulnerable sections of our society, because they've had to pick up their bags and leave their homes of many years and walk for miles on end, for days on end, to go back to their roots?
It's a huge amount of trust deficit which has come up. It's a huge amount of, I think, rethinking we all need to do, where we need to understand that what went wrong. When these lakhs of people, don't even take a minute or even an hour, and they start walking with whatever they have, can we go a little bit behind this entire scenario, or can we put ourselves in the shoes of that person? That means that those people never trusted any government, any employer, any contractor, any neighborhood, no one. I think that's what we need to relook into it. And that's why I'm saying that we have failed completely. It's a miserable failure of the society, of the people like us.
The government has been announcing relief measures in terms of grains, in terms of food that can be distributed, direct benefit transfers in terms of cash. At the grassroots level, how much of this has really reached every nook and corner of the country? Because there are very conflicting reports from different parts of the country. What is your experience at the grassroots level been like?
It's a huge, huge, huge problem. Fine. I mean, if you have an Aadhaar card or a ration card of Delhi, because you were here for the last 10 years, and then you walk for a couple of hundred kilometers or a few hundred kilometers, you walk back and you reach back your village. How do you really get that ration in any case? I mean, these are practically defunct things, because in any case, we all know that in our country, the biggest problem has been delivery. So in a disaster of such magnitude, the delivery will become so efficient. How can we even really think about it? It will take its own time. But a most important part, that hunger is always today's issues also. Right? If I'm hungry, I need food today. And I can wait till maybe evening. I mean, if this becomes normal, that at least people are getting one meal a day, or if it becomes normal that at least on third day they got food, I mean, there is something fundamentally wrong the way we are operating as society.
We have a lot of innovative social entrepreneurs out here in India, particularly in rural India. What can they do to collaborate better, to come together and really improve the plight of this most vulnerable sector?
So I think a lot of people have started taking actions, fine, because this is not one of those normal disasters when all of us can just move out and do whatever. I mean, even at Goonch, we have been dealing with the biggest possible disasters in a very, very, on a very large scale. But, we literally had to rethink, reimagine the entire organization. Despite the fact that we are an organization which has been responding to the disasters. So at least that is, we understand what is disaster. We don't understand health disaster, but displacement, migration, poverty, hunger, all those things we understand a little bit. Now, these lot of people, they have never dealt with a disaster, and that too of this magnitude. I mean, none of us is so tuned to sit inside home and then, go for it. But I'm still thankful to people, and that people are on job, people are collaborating also. It's not that we are not collaborating with each other. I mean, there's a lot of collaboration happening.
So, this life of the migrant worker or the daily wage earner is perhaps going to be disrupted for the medium term at least. And in that case, what are some of the solutions that you think could help this community in particular?
The only way to solve this problem in a long term is that we go much deeper in the villages, and we do not go with our arrogance and that we will make them city also kind of stuff, but let them live a dignified life and learn from them and stand with them. So if we work more on villages, more on creating livelihood there, more on supporting agriculture, farming, instead of all these industries which are completely closed down right now. I mean, the only thing which is open right now is the farming. And we start valuing and developing more and putting more money in the village economy, in the village schools, in the village health system, in the PHCs. We value ASHA worker, you know, as the last mile delivery person. We value NGO people, you know, much more than only asking, you know, data from them. I think that is where the rebuilding part can happen.
You know, Goonj, of course, has been carrying out relief activities on a very large scale. Tell us what the reach and the impact has been like. I know that from food distribution to sanitary pads to face masks to sanitizers, you've been trying to really mobilize all of these things. What has the impact and the reach of all of this been like?
Few things which we did. A, I think fortunately in the last two decades, we have been able to create this huge grid or network of relationships, community organization, logistics, transportation, packing. I mean, this is our hardcore job as Goonj, you know, this is what we are doing. So we activated our entire network. We reached out to all these institutions, they reached out to us. So you can imagine that till date, we are already working with about 92 organizations in parts of 18 states. That's where our work has started. We have completely decentralized it because the only solution to deal with this disaster is also complete decentralization. That give the money, give the resources to the last mile so that you reduce the human touch and you also reduce the logistics cost. Right? But our role is not only to provide food and all. We are also trying to really fill the gaps of the very, very vulnerable communities, whether these are HIV positive people of Manipur or the Eat Bhatta, you know, workers of Maharashtra or the tribal population of Bihar, you know, Musaharis and Odisha, or the sex workers and transgenders, because we need to understand that there are some professions literally like sex workers and transgenders which we have a lot of people in this country, but it will be the hardest thing for them to come back to their profession, right? And even today with the social stigma, hardly, you know, people are reaching there and they do not have any kind of support base. So we are actually looking for these vulnerable groups as much as possible and trying to see what can we do. In addition to that, anything which already serves a community, whether it is a community of people with disability or cancer patients and all, we need to understand that their kitchen is intact, their infrastructure is intact. Maybe the only thing which they are lacking is a few quintals of ration. But the moment few quintal of ration, you know, goes there, few hundred people start having food. So very strategically, we are just looking for it. It is at large scale. And we are next, what I can tell you just in a minute, that how we plan to do it. We are certainly using it as an opportunity to really work extensively in rural India, because that's where these thousands of migrants have gone back. Unfortunately, the entire stress right now is on the cities and distributing food, which is important. But the larger implication is also happening in the villages of India. So, how do we develop the rural markets there? How do we make sure that the perishable products which they already have, that those products really get a market even internally if these get? And then we have a very ambitious initiative called Vapsi, which is about the local employment generation, which we did very successfully in some of the earlier disasters. So that Vapsi is back. As soon as it opens up, we will be able to do a lot. And fortunately, we all know that villages will open up much faster.
Anshu, thank you very much for joining us on this special conversation. Thank you very, very much for your very valuable insights. That's a wrap on this particular edition of our One-on-One Conversations. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about business and life in the times of a global pandemic. Thanks for joining us today. Goodbye.